This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Chapa. Date of birth, March the 7th, 1961. Case ID number is 614-4629. Date of exam, August the 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. From Melissa Scraggs, dated 4/7/2023. Identifying information. This is a 62-year-old single female with an adopted niece of 5 years of age who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, when she worked with Premont Company for 22 years. She was a program director for special needs children. At the present time, she lives in a house with her adopted niece and is receiving Social Security benefits but no disability benefits. The claimant states when she did work, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegation number one, diabetes mellitus. History of allegations, number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1990, she was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, but no weight loss. She denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, nephropathy, or any severe neuropathy, but occasionally has mild numbness of the hands. She also denies any atherosclerosis or cardiovascular disease. She does check her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 47 and 130. The lowest it's ever been is 47 mg/dL, and the highest it's ever been is 189 mg/dL. Her blood glucose level today was 110 mg/dL. She is presently on oral and medication along with insulin. She takes Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams q week, Exodio XR, 5 mg/1,000 mg QAM, and is not taking any other medications at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C is 6.4%, which is very well controlled. Her condition appears to be very stable at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking outside. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 40 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Rolando Yaritu. She is presently taking hydrocodone/acetaminophen, 7.5 mg/325 mg QID, PRN, as needed for pain, which she states she rarely uses. The only other physical activity she does is walking in order to keep in shape. Family history. Her father had diabetes mellitus, glaucoma, heart disease, and hypertension. Her mother has diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and heart disease. She has a sister and brother with diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications, Levemir FlexPen, 30 units QD, Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams Q week, Exudio XR, 5 mg/1,000 mg QAM, Fluconazole, 100 milligrams QD, Levetiracetam, 500 milligrams BID, amlodipine / benzopril, 5 mg/40 mg QD, lamotrigine, 25 mg, 3 tablets, BID, simvastatin, 40 mg QD, hydrocodone, acetaminophen, 7.5 mg/325 mg, Q 4 to 6 hours as needed, meclizine, 25 mg, PRN as needed for dizziness, CoQ10, 200 mg QD, and vitamin D3, 125 mg QHS. Medical problems: chronic lower back pain, comma, history of seizure disorder, comma, hypertension, comma, impingement syndrome of the left shoulder, comma, mixed hyperlipidemia, comma, vitamin D deficiency disease, comma, hypertension, comma, vertigo, comma, major surgery. The claimant has had major oral tooth removal at this time and is having dentures fitted for her mouth. Social history: tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. The claimant does drink 1 to 2 glasses of wine every week. She does have a seizure disorder and is being treated for this condition. She denies any delirium tremors. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 96.2 Fahrenheit, weight 142 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 130 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, BMI 25. General: this is a 62-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Okay, can you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant is presently going through dental surgery, where she is having her teeth removed and dentures placed. Her condition appears to be stable, and she is not in any pain. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity is mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to extremities? After the last sentence, the claimant does have some signs of peripheral vascular disease of her lower extremities. Skin: no lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have some tattoos present. Could you drop down to neurological after the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? claimant has some palpable muscle spasms, some tenderness of the left shoulder. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant appears to have some spasms noted of the lumbar spine area. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right, upper, and lower extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion of the left shoulder and flexion and extension of the left elbow. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally and was able to hop, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices. Neurological, grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right and plus 4 over 5 for the left. However, the claimant is unable to pinch, pose, or grip with the left hand and appears to have some radial nerve damage and decreased strength of the left hand. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were slightly decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the left hand, where the claimant has decreased sensory examination, especially of the thumb area. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms of the left upper extremity and shoulder area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the left upper extremity, where the claimant has a plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal for the right hand, but abnormal for the left hand, where the claimant has decreased pinch, pose, and grip ability. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity, but to a lesser extent with the left upper extremity, secondary to weakness of the left upper extremity with some mild neurological deficit, especially of the radial nerve. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction in the form of impingement syndrome of the left shoulder with decreased range of motion. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength for the right hand, but abnormal grip strength for the left at plus 4 over 5. She is unable to pinch, pose, or make a full closed fist with the left hand. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is restricted for the left hand. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue of the left upper extremity. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity, except for some mild decrease in vision, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to decreased strength and function of the left upper extremity and of her left hand. Probable diagnosis is diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. Hemoglobin A1C was 6.4%, which is very well controlled. The claimant does not appear to have problems with her diabetes, but does have some problems with her left upper extremity, where she has some muscle weakness and some mild neurological deficit secondary to a probable radial nerve damage. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sylvia Chapa.